Hello, mamas, and welcome to another episode of Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven, brought to you by Alana Song. I am Angela Presley. I am your host for the podcast today. Before we get started, I want to go ahead and mention our sponsor for the podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by AlanaSongStore.com. If you are an angel mom or you know angel moms and would like to gift them with gifts especially made for us, go ahead and jump on www.alanasongstore.com and check out the merchandise. And please feel free to purchase as much as you can. So, welcome, welcome, moms. This episode is going to be a quick one. I just needed to get on and congratulate us for getting through another year. I'm here because it's 2024, and I just wanted to say Happy New Year to all the mamas out there. We made it through the holidays. I'm sure it was rough. I'm sure we were riding waves. I'm sure we were getting through the empty chair syndromes. And I'm also sure that we had wonderful times, a lot of laughs, a lot of love, just giving of ourselves and receiving strength and hope and joy and just absorbing all of that to get us through. So now we are starting a whole nother year. We are putting our seatbelts on, getting ready for the ride. This is going to be an exciting year. We are going to look forward to what this year has in store for us. And we are going to get in here with our gloves on, swinging. We're going to stand strong and live in the moment. Just know that our babies are cheering us on. So I want to get just to get started, to let moms know that I have goals for the year. I have a, and these are ideas that if you have not already done for yourself, these are ideas to get going, to get started on something new if you have not already done so. If you are not a goal setter, maybe this is something you want to get started on, something that might encourage you just to do just a step further in the journey. So yeah, I have goals that I write down every year. I have a vision board that's been in my bedroom on the wall. For this vision board, this is not the first. This vision board has been on my wall for, this is the third year. Now, I may tweak as I go along. I may take down and add to as time flows to the vision board. But one thing that is exciting for me to have a vision board up on my wall is to check off things that have come to pass. So I feel like that's like an accomplishment for me. I feel as if I'm moving forward, because there's so many times where we feel stuck. We feel like we're in a box, like there's no progress going on with the lives that we lead. So that vision board, I have it in a position to whereas It's the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning, and it's the last thing that I see when I lie my head on the pillow at night. I chose to have it in my bedroom because I spend a lot of time there. I do a lot of my reading there. So my eyes are always moving, is always in my bedroom, focused on things in my bedroom. And of course, it's your comfort zone, it's your lazy space, and it's that for me also. But again, the first thing I see when I wake up, and the last thing that I see when I lie my head on the pillow. So just kind of keep that in mind. If you have not done a vision board, very simple to do. You can YouTube it, you can Google it. There's so many ideas out there to get the wheels turning on how to go about doing your vision board. I just simply printed off pictures from the internet. I went to the Dollar Tree and got a nice size board. I can't, it's not coming to mind what it's called, but they're construction paper and things like that at the Dollar Tree. This is a cheap thing to get started on, and you will just be amazed at how it lifts your spirit, how it gives you something to shoot towards, because I know there's lots and lots of moments that we have of despair, and why should we, and it doesn't matter. We have that. So goals and vision boards are something that I do recommend for us mamas to get started on if we have not yet already, and to revise if we are doing it. Don't just put it off to the side. Go ahead and get it in your view to get started for the new year. So definitely write down your goals, and again, vision board. Another thing that I recommend for the new year is to write, to journal. Well, I'm not a writer. Well, I don't know what to say. I trust me. Open up the book, put the pen in your hand, and it'll come. I don't care if it's two or three words. That's how I started with Alana's song. I was pretty much in a state of fog and despair, but I found the courage to pick up a pen and sticky notes. And whatever came to mind, one word, book, podcast, group for mothers, Angel Mom, just post-it notes everywhere. It wasn't journaling, how I felt that day. It didn't come to me that way. It just came to me in one word, two words, a sentence. The vision started to come just from jotting down on post-it notes. I'm telling you, just get the pen in your hand, up in front of some paper. And believe you me, the ideas, the dreams, the goals, the purpose, which is so important, because as mothers, our purpose is our children. Once we become moms, we lose ourselves in our children. So definitely when a child has, I like to say, moved to heaven. When a child has moved to heaven, the purpose can become lost in the grief. So we have to start digging before before we find ourselves in a lot of despair, and we don't want to get up and get moving. Not saying that you don't need or want or have that downtime, because we have to have our downtime also. It's a balance. It's a balance, and learning your balance is going to come in time, but you have to get up and move. And even if moving means just pencil and paper, you have to get those wheels turning in order to get a balance. Well, I don't have any goals. I don't have any dreams. I don't, I just don't have it in me to do those type things. Sure you do. Sure you do. It's in there. You have to find it, and you have to stick to it. This is what I mean by goals. Give yourself space to say, you know what, today, if I sit with this pen in my hand for 15 minutes and come up with two words, that's fine. That's fine. That's a start. That's a start to get you rolling. You have to commit yourself to the goals. And everything starts with one step. So I need to encourage you. I need to encourage you that the goals, that the dreams, that the purpose is in there. It's in there. Trust it. Trust it. We're doing it for the babies, not only for our babies. We're doing it for us. For us, we have to keep moving in the journey. And that can look like anything, whatever is fulfilling to you, that you feel as if it's sending out healing to others. It's sending out, hey, I did something to help someone today. I did something to bring a smile to someone today. That's a purpose. That's a purpose. Well, it's not in line of helping angel moms. Well, it's not big. It's not on social media. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's what is fulfilling to you. That is bringing healing on the inside of you, that's going out to others. You can do something anonymously, and it's bringing that fulfillment on the inside of you. That's what it is. That's what the purpose is. So I just wanted to get on just for these few minutes. For the new year, it's 2024. This is an exciting time to get going, to get moving, to push yourself. Me, myself, I have dedicated, I have promised myself that this year I'm going to do everything possible that I can to learn how to market, to get myself out there more, to grow. There's so many moms out there that I haven't even reached yet. So a huge goal for me this year is, by any means necessary, market Hopes of Heaven. Market Alana Song. Push, push, push. I have an ebook that has just been sitting for a couple of years. That's on the list. get your ebook out there, get it on the site, get it on Amazon. You know, it's the year of marketing to me, for me, I should say. I will explode in the marketing arena. Do I know anything about marketing? Not at all. Not at all. So I have to push myself, taking one step to get my foot out into the water and walk. Sometimes you have to do that blind. Sometimes it's called a leap of faith. It's called a leap of faith. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm scared. If I fall, if I fail, guess what? I tell my other children all the time, we don't fail, we learn. We don't fail, we learn. So I'm getting my mind prepared for learning the marketing and becoming an expert in the marketing arena to grow Alana Song worldwide, global, to grow Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven podcast. So I need for you to jump on board and do the same for yourself. This is definitely healing for us. Definitely healing for us. Whatever it is that you've been putting off. Do you know, I had the idea for Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven podcast 5 years ago. It took me 5 years to say, you know what? You know what? I don't care. I don't care. I don't know how to edit. I don't care that I don't have big studio equipment. I'm going to start with what I got. And I'm going to learn how to edit along the way. So had I done that 5 years ago, just imagine how far along the podcast would be as of 2024. So I'm not going to get discouraged. I just want to let you know, get started. Get started now. Get started without a plan. Just do it. Just do it. I believe in you. I believe in you. Hustle. Get it done. And even, trust me, I have my days where I'm like, I'm not picking up nothing. I'm not picking up a book, pen. No, just give me Netflix. So there's downtime where I feel like, okay, I'm not doing enough for my business. I'm not doing enough for the purpose. You're going to have the downtime, and that's okay. Just do it. I'm feeling like Nike. I'm feeling like Michael Jordan. Just do it, and you're going to be so proud of yourself, and so are your babies. So that's all I have for you. I just wanted to jump on and say, we made it. 2024, we made it. And this is going to be a year of greatness, a year of goals, dreams, accomplishments, a year of just getting the ball rolling, getting started. I would like to say personally, mamas, I'm proud of you. We get up, we put our feet on the ground to get our day going. And that alone is a huge accomplishment. So I'm cheering for you. You got it in you. You have that purpose in you. And this year, you're going to get started on the dreams, on the goals, on the purpose. So, welcome to 2024. I'm looking forward, of moms all over the globe just taking the journey with me, watching my progress, my growth, and helping, just being there. When I mean helping, I mean just your support of listening to the podcast. Just knowing that I'm helping you heal along the way, that's so huge for me. It's the reason that I jump on, that I talk to other moms, because I know that if my story is not touching you, another mom's story will. So, welcome to 2024. I just want to applaud you, and I believe in you. Let's get started. Let's do it. I will talk to you soon, mamas. Take care. Let's do it. Bye-bye.